Hey, before the news, I thought that given that Novak is the flavour of the day, I thought I'd run through a few questions that I'd like to ask Novak and Tennis Australia and the federal government and the state government if we've got enough time. But I'll just whip through a few of them that I'd like to get answered. If I was just in a room with all four parties in this, because it's been a debacle, whichever way you look at it, no one's acted, no one's done themselves any great favours in how this has all been handling. We're scrambling to try and do that now, but this should never have got as far as it did. So I'm curious about a few things. So I'd like to ask Novak, for instance, after your statement yesterday where you said you didn't know you had COVID when you attended an event maskless, hugging kids and shaking hands, which are we to believe? What you posted on Instagram yesterday saying you didn't know if you had COVID, or your sworn affidavit presented in court that you were diagnosed on the 16th that says you did know that you were diagnosed? Because either you knowingly attended an event with kids giving hugs and shaking hands whilst you had COVID, or you knowingly attended an event hugging kids and shaking hands whilst you could have had COVID, why would you do either of those things knowing that it's against the law in your country? And what about this? Do you believe COVID is real, or do you just not care about it? I mean, this is a guy that says that you can will water to have more nutrients just with the strength of your mind. In light of recent reports casting doubts on the validity of your actual positive test by a German newspaper and tennis journo Ben Rothenberg, did you actually test positive? What about this question? Why should we believe your Prime Minister when she says the Serbian government guarantees you will abide by the regulations in our country, whereby your own admission you don't abide by the rules in yours, after going to an interview with a journo on the 18th of December knowing that you tested positive? Could you detail the conversations you had with Tennis Australia leading up to applying for your exemption to the Australian Open before and after the December 10 deadline had passed for all medical exemption applications? And why didn't you apply before December 10? Why did you think you're entitled to apply after the deadline had passed, or did that not apply to you either? Why didn't you fill in your own travel declarations? And if you refuse to fill in your own travel declarations, do you need to get a new agent if the one you've got now who filled out your declaration because he either didn't know you'd been in Spain or didn't want to admit that you'd been in Spain? But I'm tipping that given you're getting him to fill out your forms, he might be the same person that arranged your trip to Spain. And based on reports today, they're now investigating whether you travelled there illegally. If you're going to hire people to do your life admin, make sure they're good. I mean, his entourage sounds like Drama and Turtle. Why do you believe you shouldn't have to do what 95% of your fellow players and over 90% of Victorians have had to do to be at the Australian Open? If you say you're a leader of the world's tennis players, but the players are turning on you, what does that say about your leadership? Are you actually leading by example? Here's some questions for Tennis Australia. If you were so confused by what you say was conflicting advice given to you by the federal and state governments, why did you provide any advice to players on how to get a medical exemption until you weren't confused and the advice wasn't conflicting? Why did you brazenly push ahead before you unconflicted the advice? If you were unsure, why did you not get sure, and why did you push ahead when you weren't sure? When you say the advice was conflicting, which part was actually conflicted? You had a letter in November from Brett Sutton saying to you that having caught COVID in the last 6 months allowed you to arrive in Victoria without having to quarantine. It didn't say anything about allowing you into the country, and it was for Australian citizens, and it was for a deferral of the vaccine, not a refusal, which Novak is. You had two letters from one from the Federal COVID Task Force boss and the Health Minister explicitly stating that having COVID in the last 6 months was not a valid reason for a medical exemption. So where is the conflict? Why did you send a letter to the players advising them on how to get a medical exemption that stated players needed to prove they had COVID in the last 6 months to be guaranteed a medical exemption when you previously had received letters from Greg Hunt, the Health Minister, on the 29th of November, and a letter from the head of the COVID Task Force on the 18th of November telling you in great detail the exact opposite? If Novak wasn't granted any preferential treatment, then why was his exemption request accepted past the December 10 deadline? Could you detail the conversations you've had with Novak and his people in the lead up to his application and since? Why, on the one hand, were you so adamant publicly that players who came to Australian Open had to be double vaxxed, but then write a letter to the Australian Technical Advisory Group on immunisation, which was sent on November 10th, saying the viability of the Australian Open relied on unvaccinated players being allowed to play? Why was the independent medical board set up with the Victorian government when the rules around non-vaccinated players entering the country had already been spelled out? What does this fiasco say about the priorities of this tournament, and what does it say about the other players in it, given they all had to go and get double vaxxed? Will Tennis Australia pay Novak's legal fees so the taxpayer doesn't have to? and why was self-interest a higher priority than public interest? To the state government, why was there a special independent medical board put in place at all when we already have had clearly defined rules on who can and who can't enter the state and country and why they can and they can't? How did you not know the federal government's policy on medical exemptions? Why would you need to have been told that by Tennis Australia, as Jacinta Allen used as an excuse recently? Why did you not stick to your promise that no special treatment would be given to Novak Djokovic when you allowed his application to come to the independent medical board after the deadline? What conversations did you have with Tennis Australia in the lead up to this? Could you detail those? And why should taxpayers have to foot the bill for Novak's legal fees when the whole reason he's here in the first place is because you, the feds, and Tennis Australia? To the federal government, given the publicity around this all year, why did the department refuse Tennis Australia's request to vet individual applicants beforehand? Why was he issued a visa in the first place on November 18th? Why did he get issued a confirmation of quarantine-free travel by the Australian Travel Declaration website, but not advised that this didn't guarantee him entry into the actual country? Why was he allowed on the plane by Border Force at all? And why wasn't proper procedure followed during his interrogations? And how does Scott Morrison not get briefed well enough to actually know the proper processes and procedures before answering the media's questions about it? And why are the taxpayers having to pay for Novak's legal fees? They're just a couple of questions that I wouldn't mind being answered. You can ask yours too. 1300 736 736 0433 98 1116.